So fiddle me this. Is Devil Went Down to Georgia the greatest fiddle tune of all time? What's the difference between a fiddle and a violin? Why did Grandpa sound so different than the fiddle player on the radio? You might be surprised to find out. Come on in and listen as these Pacific Northwest fiddle players come here today to tell you their stories and share some of their music. This is Season 2 of Fiddle Me This. I'm really excited about this episode because this is one of Portland's finest Irish players, and you should look him up. He's been playing since he was 6 years old, played with a punk Irish band called Rum Rebellion.
Yep.
And most recently, he's been playing with Narasai, who've released two albums, and they used to play pretty regularly at Paddy's. You're listening to Fiddle Me This, and you're in studio with us, with myself and Eric Killips.
Yeah, we'll get you your fill.
Thank you. man.
Yeah, that second tune, The Bubbling Wine, is one I've been playing a lot during the pandemic. It's like always one of the first ones that's in my fingers when I pick up the fiddle. And just these days, I find really into concertina players. Just like, I like learning their tunes. I like the grooves they get, and I like, they're kind of like fiddle, where they have a real crisp, clear, defined sound, but then they can play like 10 notes at once, so they always do the coolest chords and stuff to back up their tunes, and all I can do is two notes at once.
Now, so you were born right here in Portland, is that correct?
That is correct, yeah. Born and raised. We moved away for 2 years down to, like, outside of Folsom, California, a little town called Placerville, where they discovered gold.
Oh, yeah.
But came right back because we had too much of a community here and we missed it.
Yeah. A lot of this fiddle tradition, it goes through traditions through. Sometimes people just pick it up and find it's there, and some people have dads that play and granddads that play and uncles that play and cousins that play.
Yeah.
And that's true for me. My grandpa played and my dad plays.
And, yeah, it's...
Your dad plays.
My dad plays, but he didn't play a lot when I was growing up, so I wouldn't say that I picked it up that way. I mean, he was into it, so I learned because of him, but not through him. But he's definitely the driving force behind getting me into folk music and traditional music. Growing up with, he had, you know, tons of record collections, like I mentioned, Kevin Burke and Andy Irvine, like Silly Wizard, listen to Johnny Connolly, I like Dan Compton.
Yeah.
He had a bunch of great people. He did play a little banjo at the time, but only like a couple tunes. But he always wanted to. And then, yeah, back when I was in middle school, Foghorn String Band was playing their square dances when the square dance scene was really picking up here. Got out there early and started bringing us. I was already playing Irish music at the time, but that's when he really got into it. He started got some books to study and really put in time practicing on banjo. And
well, so you got into the Irish plan, but you had to go off to Limerick to learn something.
I mean, in terms of finding young people to play with, that's definitely where that finally connected for me.
Well, what I really mean is, you got inspired so much, you just, hey, I'm gonna go study in Limerick, and that's where you met a friend of mine, Alec.
Yeah, I was in high school at the time and wanted to get out of high school, and
yeah,
dropped out of high school, got my GED, and was like, music's the thing that I'm doing right now.
Heck yeah.
So I was asking Dan Compton, like, what can I do with this? Where can I go?
Yeah.
And Dan Compton's wife is from Limerick, so he's like, oh, you know, they got this traditional music program there, you should look into it. And so I did.
Howdy friends, it's JT. Are you ready for some live music in your life? Maybe you've got a birthday party coming up. Maybe there's a wedding. Maybe you just want to have a hoedown in your backyard. Hit me up. I guarantee you an authentic American experience of original music and maybe some familiar melodies. Send me an email. Let's talk about what you're trying to do. JT@JTTrawick.com. Are you looking to be a better fiddle player? My buddy Vi is an awesome resource. It's a deep database of tunes, including sheet music, videos, play-along, slow, fast, even backup tracks to practice with. There are instructional videos for everything and even a community where you can ask the teachers all your fiddle questions. Perfect for taking your fiddling to the next level. Head over to mytalentforge.com. Use the code FiddleMeThis and you'll save some dough. You can find the link on our website, jdtrawick.com, podland.productions. Vi Wickham's My Talent Forge. Learn a new tune today. If you listen to Fiddle Me This, you're a fan of old fiddle tunes and local lore. Well, here's a little local lore. Did you know Portland Music Company is a locally owned independent company? It's been serving local Portland musicians since 1927. From fiddles to banjos, guitars to saxophones, podcasting equipment, and digital keyboards, Portland Music Company has four convenient locations that have exactly what musicians need. Tell them I sent you for 10% off of strings on your next visit. That don't suck. I need strings right now. Somebody go buy me some strings and tell them I sent you.
Those are pretty ones.
Yeah, it's a good tunes. I got that. Yeah, it's a great album that one's from. It's called Ruska Hill. It's a flute player, and Eamon O'Riordan is playing with Tony O'Connell on concertina. But like Artie McGlynn, I don't know, about half the tracks on guitar. That one in particular, he like holds it E minor, just like straight until like the very last B part, and then it goes into like G major and just like turns the whole tune around.
Wow, I'm gonna check it out.
Hey, but it's great.
Well,
bring some life to it.
This, you're the first actual, a few fiddle players have played some Irish tunes here, and it's hard not to grow up, not to be a fiddle player, not at least have a little bit of.
Few of them.
Irish, yeah, fiddle, but, you know, maybe, you know, like Drowsy Maggie or, you know, kind of, I don't know, lame's not really the word, but they kind of get old after a little while in the American tradition of Irish tunes. They're not even really Irish tunes anymore. But, and also another thing is the hornpipe. You just played two hornpipes, and American fiddle players, breakdown players, there's not a lot of rhythmic distinction between a hornpipe and a reel. And the way you just played that hornpipe was very distinctly different rhythmically than the set of reels you just did.
Certainly.
And that's something that I think a normal listener might not catch on to. So maybe you could talk about that a little bit. I mean, we just played it, so it's...
Yeah, we can talk about it, though. Like, for a reel, you're doing, like... just kind of back and forth, and a hornpipe will slow it down, but be bouncier and kind of hit all four beats instead of just the one and three. So you're like, especially like the way I'm kind of playing that one is like, I'd say kind of like an older style that's got this real lifty back and forth thing with the bow. You hear like Michael Coleman or like John Cardy kind of keeps that style alive these days, but you get that. But you get that bouncy thing, and you'll hear a lot of, like I did, a lot of like fancier ornamentation because there's a little more space for it because the pace isn't so fast, but you hear a lot of those triplets. You hear those kind of steps when people are dancing to them too.
Totally. Well, let's play another tune.
Gonna do this waltz. This is it's called Nico's Mermaid, and it's from Siobhan Peebles, who I studied with in Ireland. She's the daughter of Tommy Peebles, who's a real well-known fiddle player and one of my favorites as well. And then play some jigs after that. ¶¶ fun tune.
Yeah, it is.
It's one we play with Neurosi that I, you know, I helped bring to the band and put it in a set, but then we gave the part to Connor, and then I never get to play it anymore. So now whenever I'm playing solo, I'm like, well, now I'm going to play that tune because I don't get to play it when we're performing.
Yeah. That's a pretty tune. That's a cool. I love how you put that waltz and then a couple jigs together like that. That's clever.
We do it a lot in Irish music, but or even Celtic music in general, I guess, like the Cape Breton people do a lot of that too.
Well, it makes sense.
You guys tend to keep your dances separate, though, in all the time. Yeah, I mean, and that
is
something.
I don't want to swap dances in the middle of my dance, you know.
But Irish music has set dancing where they do a couple different tune types. You know, there's a slight pause. They don't do them like nonstop, but it's a set of dances that all go together. It'll have multiple tune types. So there's some grounding for it. It's not just someone trying to be interesting.
You got another tune or another set you want to play?
Yeah, I've got a couple more hornpipes to do for you. This first one is called The Bell Harbor. I got it from John Carty. And then the second one is called the Butter Slip. Thank you.
dude, it's been a pleasure having you, man. This has been really fun. I'm real excited. Are you starting to book gigs again? Are you starting to play out a little bit? Or do you have anywhere you'd like to direct people? Maybe the Neurosi site.
Yeah,
or wherever. If you're doing solo stuff.
Find our website, neurosi.com. It's NAROSAI.com.
Well, special thanks to Eric Killips for bringing his tunes and music and stories.
Well, big thanks to you as well, John, and to Liam in the booth over there.
Yeah, man. Well, if you're listening and you come through Portland, be sure and look up Eric where he's going to be playing or where any of us are going to be playing. Go out and check out the local music scene. Special thanks to Vi Wickham's My Talent Forge and Portland Music Company for their support and sponsorship of Fiddle Me This. See you next week. Hey, thanks for listening and supporting Fiddle Me This. All your reviews, comments, and feedback are greatly appreciated. Check out Vi Wickham's My Talent Forge. It's a great online learning platform, and Portland Music Company is the bomb. Stop by if you're in the area. Order some new strings online. Hey, I'm JT, and I can't wait to come back and share some music with you. Cheers.
This has been a Podland Productions production, produced and edited by Liam Flanagan. Podland Productions is a podcast production company and more. For more information, go to podland.productions. While you're there, become a member or join our email list.
Podland Productions.